Several analysts are pointing towards a bullish setup for Bitcoin, and are we about to see a massive alt season? Good morning, you're listening to the Rise in Crypto podcast by Cointelegraph, with me, Robert Baggs, steering you through the crypto cosmos with daily dispatches from the digital frontier. If you want to stay on top of one of the fastest moving industries on the planet, you better click that follow button. Okay, grab yourself a coffee and let's get into it. There is an accidental theme to today's episode, and it's about change. That is, by many metrics, it feels like we're stagnating, when in fact it might be consolidation ahead of prices going parabolic. And to start that theme, we are going to look at Bitcoin and why various analysts are pointing at the same technical chart pattern. And then we'll look at an extremely rare event as a solo miner solves a Bitcoin block alone. Next, we'll look at the restructuring and layoffs at Yuga Labs, the creator of Bored Apes. Google Cloud has launched its Web3 portal to mixed reactions from Cryptopians. And finally, we're going to look at several pieces of evidence that alt season is both on the horizon and set to be huge. If there's one thing I seem to have to say time and time again, it's that the current price, and even the lack of its movement, is seemingly not indicative of Bitcoin sitting pretty where it is, and this is always evidenced by analysts spotting technical chart patterns that hint at what's to come. And what they're seeing at the moment is undoubtedly positive. If you tracked Bitcoin's price this weekend, you might be thinking we're looking at stagnation, but the analysts are pointing at a bull flag pattern. So if, like me, you're not a financial analyst, what this looks like when completed is two rallies separated by a more restrained period, a period of consolidation, and that is where they think we are now. The popular crypto analyst Mikey Bull posted on X, "Bitcoin on a daily chart forming a bull continuation pattern. According to Wyckoff's law of cause and effect, the longer the consolidation, the more explosive the markup will be." On top of this, the financial analyst and head of product at Zevo, Dennis Bakker, told us that the current chart formation is a strong bullish setup. He added, "We're seeing a bull flag on Bitcoin's daily chart, which historically suggests more upside. It's shaping up nicely after a solid rally, with declining volume indicating a pause before potentially shooting toward $100,000. Now, this said, we are still in a precarious position with leveraged short and long positions ready to be liquidated, and they're in close proximity to where we are now. I don't know how people have such a steady hand in this situation, because we've seen how sensitive Bitcoin's price is to the tensions in the Middle East, and yet, as of Friday, if Bitcoin were to fall below $60,000, which doesn't seem too outlandish if we got a piece of negative news, we'd see nearly $1 billion worth of cumulative leveraged long positions liquidated. But the market sentiment does seem to be generally bullish, and there is certainly one person who is definitely feeling bullish. A solo Bitcoin miner solved block 841,286 all on their own, netting a cool 3.125 BTC or around $200,000 for themselves. Now, a solo solve of a Bitcoin block is extremely rare. In fact, out of the near 842,000 blocks that have been solved, only 282 have been done by a solo miner. And this inspiring tale of risk and reward goes a little bit deeper too. The software engineer and administrator from the solo mining pool CK Pool, called Con Calivas, posted on X that it looks as if the solo miner had switched to solo mining from pooled mining post-halving, most likely for a shot at a solo block. Now, the miner did have a very large hash rate, around 0.12 exahashes per second, which is about 0.02% of the total network hash rate, at least at present. He who dares wins, though, and this solo miner certainly did both. I want to do a sort of mini story here, because you might see social media posts mis-selling what it actually is. I've seen more than one post exaggerating the story, and it's based off the headline, which, while true, is that the asset management firm Franklin Templeton has listed its spot Ether ETF on the DTCC website. The DTCC, the Depository Trust and Clearing Corporation, is a significant platform for securities transactions in the US. The DTCC's website has the Ether ETF in its Create Redeem column, and typically, ETFs here are securities eligible for trading and settlement within the system. However, Franklin Templeton's spot Ether ETF has not been approved by the SEC yet, and it is, of course, the SEC that determines whether it will be. Just last week, the SEC postponed the decision on Franklin Templeton's Ether ETF application, which gives them until the 11th of June to evaluate it. But as I've mentioned a few times, the final deadline for the first spot Ether ETF application is in May, and that will be a good indication. Anyway, yes, it's on the DTCC website. No, the SEC hasn't approved it yet. Yuga Labs, the company behind Bored Ape Yacht Club, had a rough bear market, but who didn't? The problem is, it seems to be running deeper than that. Now, their flagship collection of Bored Apes has seen reasonably healthy sales numbers. In the past 30 days, we've seen $25.5 million in volume, though that is down 38% from the 30-day period before. But to be extra confusing, I'll caveat that caveat and say that March was a positive anomaly in that we saw everything in crypto pumping left and right. Well, over the weekend, Yuga Labs CEO Greg Solano made a difficult announcement to his staff and on X. In a message to his staff, he said that in the 2 months since he had taken over as CEO at Yuga Labs, Solano had been appraising the company and his findings were not good. He wrote, "The creative first spirit that drove this company from inception has been getting muddied by labyrinthine corporate processes. We work hard and we care, but somehow end up with groups and committees. We plan more than we ship. The conclusion was that Yuga Labs needs restructuring, but it came across more like the company needs to be stripped back to basics, back to its roots. As a result, they have started making layoffs, and then there were some moves that have been made before this, like their two blockchain games, HVMTL and Legends of Mara, that have been acquired fully by their developer, Faraway, as well as snapping up Yuga's chief gaming officer, Spencer Tucker. The announcement also added that there's going to be a refocusing of efforts on Yuga's metaverse project, Other Side. So it's sad news for those working at Yuga Labs, but for me it does seem like the right move because although it's a long way in the distance, it does feel as if Yuga Labs and Bored Apes are on a path to irrelevancy. So hopefully this refocus will get them back on the right path. A brief but potentially impactful piece of news landed yesterday to mixed responses from Cryptopians. Google Cloud has launched its Web3 portal. As the Mitro Plus Labs founder, Ivaby Festo, put it, it's a comprehensive resource. There is a learning module with tutorials on how to develop an NFT, implement Web3 loyalty programs, and secure digital assets with multi-party computation. Not to mention a Web3 startup program to help builders build. Then there are blockchain datasets, developers' tools from both Google Cloud and its partners, and then the ability to experiment on Ethereum testnets Sepolia and Holsky, meaning devs can create and test tokens and dApps. Still, not everyone was pleased to see Google release this portal. Phil Geiger, the Vice President of Product Marketing at Unchained, stated, "No native Bitcoin and Lightning support? Seems like an oversight to ignore the most important cryptocurrency." Similarly, I saw several people were critical of how late this resource feels, particularly from a tech leader like Google Cloud, but whatever the case, it's up and a link to it is in the show notes. Finally, I want to do an update on the beloved alt season we're hoping to see, and this section is an amalgamation of a few different stories and articles over the weekend, and they too are linked in the show notes. Essentially though, the thread that ties them all together is that according to analysts, we have strong evidence that alt season is en route and that it could be profound. So firstly, altcoins this weekend performed reasonably well during out-of-hours trading, which is a term I always think about in crypto. At first it made no sense, and now with the ETFs it makes some sense again, but at some point in the near future, if crypto adoption continues the way it has for the past decade, I think it will go back to not making sense again, don't you? Anyway, there are some stronger indicators than immediate price that are worth flagging. The crypto trader and analyst, Moustache, pointed to the monthly dominance chart of Tether, which is trending downward. He wrote, "When USDT dominance goes down, altcoins go up," adding that, "The biggest alt season since 2017 is loading." There is also another metric that can indicate a surge for altcoins, and it's somewhat counterintuitive. Gas fees on the Ethereum network have hit a 6-month low, despite the price of ETH rallying slightly. The crypto analytics platform Santiment say that this can signal an altcoin rally. They wrote, "Traders historically move between sentimental cycles of feeling that crypto is going to the moon or feeling that it is dead, which can be observed through transaction fees." Now, as you might expect, the fees reach their highest as the market nears its top, and then they fall back to their resting state, as Santiment put it, as the market reaches its bottom. So, counterintuitively, when Ethereum network fees are particularly low, it might be a bullish sign for altcoins as people shift back to the moon mindset. Santiman added, with markets mainly retracing over the past 6 weeks, the lack of demand and strain on the network may help turn ETH and associated altcoins around sooner than many expect. So there you have it. It seems that current calm can indicate future volatility. The question is when? But it's not yet today, so that is you caught up. Consider yourself informed. Thank you for listening to the Rise in Crypto podcast by Cointelegraph. If you're enjoying these daily updates, please make sure you let us know by following, subscribing, or leaving a review. You can also join the new Rise in Crypto community on Warpcast with the channel name RNC, where I give previews of the next day's episodes and discuss all things crypto. Okay, have a great day. Let's do this again tomorrow.